We're starting this morning in France, where the country's far-right National Rally has failed to win a majority in parliamentary elections. An electoral pact between far-left and centre denied the onward march of National Rally, but the result is a hung parliament. This was the second round of voting in France's snap parliamentary election, which President Macron called a month ago. Voters have now backed a coalition of far-left parties. Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance was second, and the National Rally pushed into third place. But no bloc has a working majority. So what now for France and its government? Well, in a moment we'll hear from our reporter in Paris, Karen Creed. But first, here's Prime Minister Gabriel Attal announcing his intention to tender his resignation.
Tonight, the politics that I've represented throughout this campaign has achieved a score that was three times greater than what was predicted over the last 3 weeks. But we have not achieved a majority. And so, loyal to the Republican tradition and in accordance with my principles, tomorrow morning, I shall be issuing my resignation to the President of the Republic.
And Karen has been getting reaction to the results in Paris.
There was a lot of attacking from everyone during the past 2 weeks to make sure that the right wing cannot win. That was okay, but that was not fair. So people are not reflecting their opinions. They just want to beat Macron and to show Macron that he's wrong.
And so what do you feel about then for the future of your country?
I think that we need seriously to care about our issues, not the issues of others. And we need to fix socially the bond between people swiftly.
I think French people are happy from the results because everybody in France was afraid of the National Party. Tonight, I think it's a good news for everyone.
I am not happy today because the French is very difficult. We have many problems and I hope to... A better future.
Yeah.
With the Republic, French Republic. Vive la République, vive la France.
Karen Creed in Paris, good morning.
Morning, Mary.
Nobody saw this coming. So what has happened and who are the winners and the losers in these parliamentary elections?
Yeah, it did cause shock, and the scenes last night across Paris that some people may have seen displayed a lot of relief for a lot of people because there was apprehension around it. And I think that with some of the papers today looking at the reaction, Libération, a left-leaning newspaper, summed up the whole night with the headline, "C'est ouf," meaning it's crazy in a positive way. Not happiness for everyone, of course. I was at the National Rally headquarters when the first projections were announced and the flags had been handed out just in advance of the exit polls for celebration. But they were not being held high, of course, with the result. Of course, this was a different outcome compared to what the opinion polls had suggested all along. There was that expectation that Marine Le Pen's party would become that dominant one in Parliament. And it was their success in the European elections that had led initially to President Macron calling these elections and asking people to unite against the extremes. Now, today, we see a different political picture emerging with that left alliance. It was hastily put together to try to stop the right from taking the most seats. That is a plan that appears to have paid off, but it's not an absolute majority for them, as 289 seats are needed in government for an absolute majority in Parliament. Now, all eyes will be on President Macron, and he has still to issue his response to the new political realities.
Mm. Stay with the new Popular Front for me for a minute. Tell us a little bit more about who and what it is and the man who put it together, Jean-Luc Mélenchon.
Yeah, this is an alliance of Greens, Communists, Socialists and that hard left you mentioned. And it came with that slogan just after they came together after the snap election was announced with the hope is here in response to that election earlier this month and their fears over the success of the far right, really. This group of parties had broken up only months before over personal and policy disagreements. And then they responded by reuniting despite a rush to get together. It came second in the first round and obviously last night coming out on top. top. Now, many, though, in France do fear the elements of that left because the largest party in the alliance is That France Unbowed, and it's known for far-left politics. Some members are also accused of anti-Semitism, and particularly the divisive Jean-Luc Mélenchon. He's a long-time leftist leader, and he's the founder of that party. So some of the alliance, including Marine Tolendier, she has been very vocal throughout the campaigning, saying she won't work with him as leader. So asked if the alliance could hold together yesterday, one member of the Greens said there's going to be no majority for anybody, and because the president can't dissolve Parliament again for another year, they could be stuck like this. And Mélenchon, however, was quick to seize on all the success last night. He was saying we're ready to govern and the president should allow this coalition to rule.
Coming back to National Rally, they have been denied power this time round, but they have gone. I mean, if you look at the growth of the party since around 2017, they started out with just 7 seats. They went up to somewhere over 80. Now they have around about 140. So they have not gone away.
No, and I mean, they did acknowledge that there was an absolute historic result for them last night, but the disappointment was clear given the projections that of how likely it was going to do earlier on in the week. Now, the leader, Jordan Bardella, who had been hoping all along to become France's next prime minister if they were the dominant party, he criticised what he called an unnatural and dishonourable alliance that he said has deprived the French people of an Oran victory. What he was referring to was this pact that had been put in place really during the week after the first round victory of Marine Le Pen in that first round, her party and both the left and centrist candidates, they withdrew in hundreds of constituencies really just to stop the National Rally from getting that victory. Marine Le Pen herself came out last night. She said that victory was delayed. I mean, she's been largely credited with toning down the image of this party. While it's widely viewed across Europe as anti-immigrant and Eurosceptic, there were millions who voted for this party. She believes that the support will continue to rise, but this is really a shock defeat for the party that was just on the cusp of power a week ago.
Yeah, what will Macron do now? I mean, can a government be put together here?
Well, for now it's uncertain, and I mean, all indications are that there could be political debt, could plunge France, you know, the second largest economy, into turmoil. And without an absolute majority for the left, France is in uncertain territory. Mélenchon has been very clear, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, that they won't be joining any coalition, and he has stated they won't negotiate or they won't join alliances. And on the left, there's no obvious candidate for prime minister. And President Macron himself has said he won't work with the hard left France Unbowed party. Now, there could be the case that he could reach out to socialists and the Greens, but they may not be willing to enter into a government with such an unpopular leader, because that has been a very clear focus of this campaign of just how much his popularity has dipped further. Today, though, there will be closely watched any announcements by the left. Meanwhile, just Prime Minister Gabriel Attal said he would offer his resignation today to President Macron in light of the results, but added also he's ready to remain in office as long as duty requires, because remember, we have the Olympics happening here in a matter of weeks, and there is a lot of need for calm around that.
Karen Creed in Paris, thank you. We'll have more on the outcome of the French elections later on in the programme.